The cardiac area should be examined with the light coming from the side, because this angle may enable to reveal protrusion or some movements there. The protrusion of the whole cardiac area is common for congenital heart diseases manifested since early childhood, such as Botalo's duct patency and others, and it persists during the patient's entire life. But the cardiac humpback may be unrelated to heart pathology. It may occur in congenital anomalies of skeleton, chest, and rib tumors. In adults, some protrusion of cardiac area is observable in exudative pericarditis. The protrusion above the cardiac area may be caused by aortic aneurysm. Anterior mediastinal and thoracic tumors may also be accompanied by cardiac humpback. Severe chest deformations of different origin, such as in tuberculosis spondylitis, may lead to thoracophrenic choropulmonale. Healthy, non-obese individuals always have visible rhythmic pulsation in the cardiac area, caused by the impacts of beating cardiac apex and thoracic wall. The name of this phenomenon is apex cardiac beat, AB. Naturally, apex beat is situated a little bit upper and to the medium from the central position of the cardiac apex, which is covered by the lungs. The apex beat is produced by the left ventricle contractions. In individuals of normal somatotype, the apex beat should be in the fifth intercostal space, 1.5 to 2 centimeters to the medial from the medioclavicular line or midclavicular line. In asthenic persons, the apex beat is one intercostal space lower, and in hypersthenics, one space upper and a little to the left. Some cardiologists consider the apex beat to be normal and use the term cardiac beat only in the case of pathology accompanied by right ventricular hypertrophy, such as choropulmonale, mitral stenosis, and tricuspid valve disease. These conditions produce rising pulsation in the area of the left sternal edge related to movements of hypertrophic right ventricle. This pulsation may also be observed to the right of the sternum in aorta ascendant aneurysm, aortal valve insufficiency. Cardiac aneurysm produces pathologic pulsations in the third to fourth left intercostal space. In children, before they reach the age of 5, the apex beat may be situated in the fourth space, laterally from the midclavicular line. Changing the position of the body shifts the apex beat 3 to 5 centimeters away from its normal location. The apex beat and the whole heart are moved aside in unilateral hydrothorax, pneumothorax, or hydropneumothorax. Mind that the heart in these cases is displaced to the opposite side from the side involved. In left hydrothorax, the apex beat is invisible and impalpable. It is hardly recognizable in obesity and marked pulmonary emphysema. Sporadically, retraction or a retrograde motion may be seen in cardiac area instead of protrusion. This is the so-called negative apex beat, characteristic of adhesive pericarditis due to adherence and sticking pericardium layers together. The area of epigastrium also has to be examined attentively. There may be three kinds of epigastric pulsation, from up to down in right ventricular hypertrophy, from right to left in liver enlargement due to tricuspid valve insufficiency, from back to forward derived from abdominal aortic pulsations as a rule in slim patients.